Welcome councillor staff to this Rouse's ordinary meeting at end of October 2023. I'll open the meeting with acknowledgement of country. Rouse County Council acknowledges the traditional custodians of the land upon which we work and live. We pay our respect to the elders of past, present and emerging and acknowledge their continuing connection to country who will guide us on our shared journey to the future. Apologies, we have no apologies, but we do have a couple of councillors who rang and said they will be a little bit late. They'll be coming. Item four, confirmation of the minutes of the previous meeting. Do I get a mover, please?
Yeah.
Councillor Cadwallader, second councillor Brune. Everyone okay with the accuracy of those? Put that motion in. All those in favour? Carried. Disclosure of interest, Mr. General Manager, do we have any disclosures of interest?
No receipt, Chair.
No councillors have any? Matters of urgencies, none been submitted?
No.
Notice of motions, questions on notice, nil?
No.
We will now go to page 7, 8.1.
Yes, happy to move. Second.
Seconder, Councillor Humphreys. Councillor Cadwallader.
Very self-explanatory, the dates of the next meetings.
Yes. Other speakers? No right of reply. That motion and all those in favour? Carried. Mr. General Manager, I might hand over you to introduce our auditor, Mr. Watkinson, and take us through the presentation, please.
Sure.
On this next item.
So, councillors, we've got the financial statements today, and we've got our auditor, Richard from TNR. So he's just going to give a bit of an overview and an opportunity for councillors to ask any questions of the auditor regarding the statements. So I'll hand over to Richard.
Welcome, Richard.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Today's really an opportunity just to give you an update on the audit prior to you adopting the financials. So, the audit committee was held on Monday morning. We presented what we call the engagement closing report at that meeting to the audit committee on Monday. That really is a report outlining the findings of the audit. Our results are focusing on the key audit areas, also any significant findings coming out of the audit and any misstatements. So that was tabled at ARIC on Monday morning. There's always a good conversation with management as part of that. I guess the result ultimately for councillors to be aware of is we confirmed at Monday that the audit is complete and we will be issuing an unmodified clean audit opinion on the financial statements for the year ended 30 June 2023. So ultimately the audit committee resolved to endorse the financials and recommend to councillors today that the accounts be adopted today. So from our perspective, our communication conduits primarily through the audit committee, our reports to them have been tabled. There is still one more report to come from the audit office. That's a report called the report on the conduct of the audit. That's something that they don't issue until the financials have been signed and until the audit opinion has been issued. So that is yet to come. So that will be issued probably in the course of the next week. That will get tabled at a future ARIC meeting. And once that has been tabled, typically I come along to your next council meeting and do a bit of a presentation to councillors on the content of the report on the conduct of the audit. And that typically doesn't get into the nitty gritty of the audit process. It really talks about the performance ratios that you're benchmarked against that the Office of Local Government set. Those ratios are included in your general purpose financials at the back of the accounts, and the report on the conduct of the audit really focuses on those and just how Rouse are going from a benchmark perspective. So that was really it from an update. It was just an opportunity to let councillors know that the audit's complete and it will be a clean audit opinion, and that'll be issued once you have adopted the accounts, but also an opportunity for any audit questions that there may be.
Councillors, do you have any questions for Richard? So now, thank you, Richard. Unless there's any questions, appreciate your time and being available today to give an update.
No problem at all. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Councillors, so we're on page 8, 9.1, and I'd like a mover to that motion for recommendation. Yep. Councillor Gordon, second, Councillor Cadwallader. Councillor Gordon.
I think all that has been said, mate, all that needs to be said.
A clean audit, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's not getting better than that, does it?
That's a great result, and congratulations to everybody involved. There's a lot of work in preparing these statements, so I'd just like to say well done to the whole team. It's great to get a clean audit report. Thank you.
Councillors, the mover and the seconder.
Yeah.
I'd like to add a.
That's not that one.
Oh, what do you got? Oh, you all got one.
Yeah. Hard copy for them. Sorry.
We need to.
Can we put it on the screen?
Yeah, we need to add an extra point to this motion, and I'll get the general manager to explain.
Yeah. But so. To ensure compliance, we need to just have an additional meeting in November just for the timing. We've got a 5-week period, and the December just falls outside of that 5-week period. So councils come together in November for the workshop. So we'll have an additional meeting prior to the workshop where we can present the final statements, ensure that we're compliant. So there's just a small modification on that point four. And so we're proposing present the 2022-23 audited financial reports to the public at the additional meeting of council on the 15th of November to be held at 10 a.m.
Yep.
And we'll be here for the workshop. Mover, okay with that?
Can I just ask, I thought we were going to do that from next 3 months. Yes, that issue that came up.
So it was raised by the auditor about that. And so we've had a discussion this morning and because if we weren't coming together for the workshop in November, we would just raise and flag that with councillors that December would be a small breach. However, because we've got the opportunity having that additional meeting to be able to allow it.
Any other speakers? Just one point that I picked up on page 10. It's just a little bit of a misprint, I suppose. It's right down the bottom. Above the table, it's got table 3, developer contribution revenue, increased by, decreased by. We need to get rid of the increased, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And that I'm very very happy with the report, and I believe we have more or less a new team carrying out this audit this year, and I'm very pleased that, with their efforts and what they've achieved.
Yeah, no.
Do you want to make a comment on that?
Through the chair, we've got a new finance team with Jono, Vicky and others in the team with Jeff. Walking into local government and audits are quite difficult normally, and it's a fantastic result considering how clean the audit was, but also a special mention to IT as well and the governance team, because there was a lot of work that they have to do behind the scenes to support it. So it was a great team effort and a fantastic outcome with what how clean the audit was. So as I said with the chair before, it's an appreciation with the team, and it's a new team, and they've done a fantastic job.
And you make sure our congratulations are passed on to everyone involved.
And the audit and risk committee as well. And, you know, the work that they've been doing as well.
Go rest.
Thank you.
There's new people on there. Oh, good. There's new people. Oh, there's new people.
He wasn't talking about himself.
Any other speakers? Councillor Gordon, what a reply?
None, thanks, Chair.
I'll put that motion in. All those in favour? Harry. Page 104, 9.2, quarterly budget review statement. Can I get a mover, please? Councillor Rob. And a seconder. Councillor Humphreys. Councillor Rob.
Who's that?
Is that me?
Thanks, Doug.
Oh, me.
No?
Okay, I'll just say.
Any other speakers? I write a reply. Put that motion and all those in favour. Harry? 9.3 on page 125. Amendment to 2021 loan borrowing terms. Will I get a mover, please? Councillor Humphreys, seconder. Councillor Bruin. Councillor Humphreys.
Just to acknowledge your firm there that staff will be assessing the options and they'll come back to a future council meeting.
Sorry, Lash.
Welcome.
Had to change out of my firefighting desks.
Oh. Yeah.
Fire starting view.
It's not too close.
It's not too close, but it's close.
It's certainly close to a lot of houses in our shire. There's a lot of people who were either moved or got ready to be moved last night.
That wind last night was a trace.
Helicopter's there?
Since Saturday, non-stop.
Yeah, the wind had to change 20, 30 degrees. It was
dire.
Pretty bad for Bayside, definitely. Anyway, it didn't. And it's changed from being out of control to being controlled, so.
Good.
That's good news.
Keeps going in and out the wind though, doesn't it?
Yeah, we need to get done by the weekend, like as much as possible.
We need a big dump of rain.
Looking pretty, well, there's no, 10 mils in the next 10 days is the forecast.
Yeah.
See it.
So, yeah.
Councillor Humphreys, have you finished?
Yes, thank you.
Councillor.
I just want to ask, I know this document pack is confidential. Are there signatures in there? Are they going to be all redacted out as well?
In terms, in the tech file?
28.
Councillor.
Yeah, so through the chair, those are through DocuSign, so they're not actually wet signatures, they're digital signatures.
And the other question I have is, I noticed this item had to come back to council. Was that just something major or not? So because minor items are.
Any other speakers? Councillor Humphreys.
No, thank you.
Put that motion and all those in favour. Harry? 10.1, page 130, drought management plan update.
Yes, I'll move. Have a second.
Well enough, enjoy.
We had the workshop on this, which was really informative on how we're going to move forward and what we're going to do. And it's certainly front and centre at the moment with the dam still at 82%. You know, it's time that we really put into place everything and anything we can. So much, that's so far. So we do need to have this plan moving forward as to what we're going to do. Yeah, but the workshop is really helpful. And when we look at those stats, level one, level two, level three, level four. We've been to level five before and we certainly don't want to see that again, let alone a level six, which there isn't any. So the sooner we get some real secure water strategies in place.
Any other speakers?
Just comment that I really appreciate, and I'm sure that the community will, the clarity in the actions, the listed actions. And it will be really important to get this even temporary position for 6 months to get the drought communications and engagement officer cracking so that the community is in step with everything that's happening. Like we're ahead of what's happening next. Yeah, thank you.
Through the chair on that, Andrew's provided an update. There's actually interviews scheduled shortly for that role. So we've commenced that. And yeah, so it's underway. So hopefully that person will be appointed shortly to assist because we've been here before, several years ago, and there's a lot of work.
Thank you.
And yeah, of course, with everything that's going on, it is front and centre in everyone's mind with, you know, potential droughts and fires. And I think given that this week's, we're going into Water Week, and I think there's a great initiative from Rouse County Council for everyone to sign on for Water Night, and they'll plant 10 trees for everyone who does. And just to maybe use that as an opportunity to share that information as resolved today. So people get it in their awareness, because they'll be paying attention now because there's emergencies around.
I think the community's very aware of the situation we're coming into. I've had people actually asking me, when are you going to put restrictions on? So they realise it's going to have to happen. And I think to get on the front foot like we are here is a really good outcome. Any other speakers?
Well, just to say that I think it's all of us in leadership positions have the opportunity to talk with people. I know I took that opportunity this week as a guest speaker to talk about Water Week and restrictions, because particularly in Ballinashire, we've had a lot of people move from the cities and don't know anything about water restrictions. They've never had to deal with that sort of thing. What is a water restriction? What does that mean? And, you know, just to talk about the demand management things that we've rolled out over the years, and we've done a lot in that space, I think it's a great opportunity to talk to people at every opportunity on how precious our resource is. So, yeah, just throw that out there. But I'm sure everybody does that anyway. That Water Week was just a grand opportunity to be able to do that.
Close the debate, so I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Harry? Page 134, 10.2, Renewal Energy and Emissions Reduction Plan. Councillor Brewer?
Yep, a second.
As well on seconding, Councillor Brewer.
I wanted to congratulate everyone involved in this review and the way it's been conducted, because I was most impressed. Councillors will recall we addressed this in our recent workshop last month, and we were told exactly how this council is planning to go about getting to net zero by 2050, and we reviewed that target in line with state and federal government targets. And I think that was very important, because I think what we saw when councils around Australia started setting their net zero goals, as an outsider at the time, it looked like a bit of a bidding war that wasn't at all based in reality. And I think it's plainly ridiculous for a local government council that has no power really over how energy policy is set to be setting targets that are way much harder than state and federal government, which does actually have the power to properly determine what's achievable. So now we have set our target in line looking at state and federal government targets, and the council has also comprehensively looked at our various assets and how we can utilise them for solar and other projects that will impact on these numbers. The council has already come a long way since it first went down this path. We've made some great gains. And again, we learned at that workshop how we will potentially make significantly more, for example, by having solar at the new headquarters in Gallon Road. So again, I commend all those for their work in this. And I think what Rouse has done here and where it is heading is a great example to other councils. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you. Councillor Catterborn, a seconder.
I think it's all been said. I've just endorsed those comments.
Right. Councillor Rob.
Yeah, I've got a few things to say. Look, some of the councils around have put targets that are unachievable. Like Lismore had a target of 100% renewable by 2023. I don't even know where we are. We're probably not even 20%. But the point is 2050 is a good target. I like the presentation as well. I prefer the payback periods on the non-battery solar, for example. And when you had the battery, I didn't like that, because I mean they're only viable if you're operating 24 hours a day from that site. So I think there's good options in I think they're looking at it in a good way. We've got to ask those questions. I think staff are going to come back to us with the things about sequestration and numbers and all that. We can adjust for that. You know, climate change to me in Australia, I think they've addressed it pretty well, but it's worldwide thing, so we still have to do our best. And I think this is a good start. So very good.
Any other speakers? Councillor Bruin, right in front. I'll put that motion then. All those in favour? Yeah, I've got Sarah's hand up. That's carried unanimously. Councillors, we're now on to item 11.1.
Yep.
Page 267. Policies for approval. Could I get a mover, please? I need a mover.
We're still scrolling.
Seconded, Councillor Humphries. Page 267, we are?
Yep.
Councillor Bruin.
This is obviously an update to our very important policies, a review, a refresh of work health, safety, drinking water quality, a very important one, privacy and public interest disclosures. And I'm happy to recommend the updates.
Thank you. Councillor Humphries?
I'm just noting that there's no legislative requirement to place the policies on public exhibition. So we're right to go following this being approved.
Any other speakers? How do we reply? Put that motion in. All those in favour?
Carried.
Page 298. Agenda item 12, information sessions. Could I get a move, please? Councillor Robb. And the seconder, Councillor Bruin. Any of those information items that councillors would like to raise any business out of them? Councillor Robb? The other councillors?
Thank you.
I'll put that motion in. All those in favour? Carried. So that now brings us to the confidential matters. But before I do, I'd just like to mention I was going to do this at the start of the meeting, but strange I wasn't here. I'd just like to congratulate you, Sarah, on your New South Wales Women's Award for winning of the prestigious New South Wales Elected Revenue Award Regional Rural. And I believe that was in Sydney.
Yeah.
Congratulations, well deserved. And it's nice that we're keeping that tradition up. So I know Helen's had a award, Sharon's had an award, and now you're.
Good on you. I feel bad.
So congratulations. And well deserved. Councillors, I need a motion to go into closed council.
Move that way.
Councillor Cadwallon and seconder Humphries. Mr. General Manager, have we had any written presentation of why we should not go into closed commission?
No, sure.
And I won't ask for the gallery because there's no verbal, no gallery. I'll put that motion. All those in favour? Carried. Please.
Yes, I'll just wait for the AV.
I better say that. So it's
not
a big
one.
Yeah, no, it's not good when it zooms.
Mr. General Manager, could you read the resolution of closed council, please?
The recommendation is that council one notes the procurement approach outlined in this report, including the outcomes of the expression of interest and the intended request for tender process with selected tenderers. Two, approve amendments to the project budget as per the revised estimates in Table 4 of the report. Three, delegate the General Manager authority to negotiate, execute and execute the project contracts to the value identified in Table 4 of the report, and 4, receives quarterly project updates as per the project probity plan.
Thank you. Again, no further business.
No further business, Chair.
That closes the meeting, and everyone have a safe trip home, but I do think the general manager wants to have a quick talk.
Yes, okay. Just a couple of quick ones.
And we're going pretty well. We're still under the air. So